天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目。我们现在正在学习的课题是约翰福音中的七个神迹。今天呢，麦克牧师将会带领我们来学习七个神迹中的第二个神迹，就是一位大臣的儿子复活的事情。那从这个神迹中我们又能学到哪些功课呢？那就让我们预备心，跟着麦克牧师一起来进入今天的天路历程吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好。
What a special delight and joy for us that you have joined us again.
非常高兴你们再次收听这个节目。
Also, welcome to those of you who may have joined this broadcast for the first time.
也欢迎第一次收听的朋友。
If God is blessing this broadcast in your life,
神若借这广播赐福你的生命，
you might want to call a friend and tell them to listen.
你可介绍朋友收听。
You might bring a group of people together and listen to this broadcast together.
也可以带领一小组人一同收听广播。
If you are joining these broadcasts for the first time, we have just started a study of the seven signs or miracles of Jesus.
如果这是你第一次收听，我们刚开始研读耶稣所行的七个神迹，或者我们说是七个标记。
They are found in the Gospel of John.
就是约翰福音所记载的。
Bible-believing Christians have spent their time and effort defending the importance of believing in Jesus.
相信圣经的基督徒花了许多时间努力地去维护相信耶稣的重要性。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because atheists need to have God and His Word presented to them.
因为要无神论者去认识神并听见神的话语。
This statement was right long ago and still right today.
这句话自古至今都确定的。
As Christians, we do not just believe that there is a God.
作为基督徒，我们不仅仅相信有神。
We believe in a personal God.
我们更相信神是与人亲近的神。
Not only that,
不单是这样，
But we believe that our God wants to enter into a relationship with us.
我们深信神乐意与我们建立关系。
We believe that God left the splendor of heaven and became a man.
我们相信神离开天上的荣华，成为人的样式。
Why?
为什么呢？
That he may reveal to us what he is like.
因为他要向我们显明他是怎样的一位神。
Not only that,
不单是这样，
but he also demonstrated his power over nature and creation.
他还要彰显他的能力是胜过大自然和一切受造之物。
Not only that,
不单是这样，
but he proved beyond a shadow of doubt that he will exercise his power on behalf of those who will have faith in him.
并且向相信他的人证明他施展的大能是无可置疑的。
Today we are going to see an example of God's power in response to faith.
今天我们要看神如何展示他的能力来回应人的信心。
Jesus spoke about the kind of faith that moves mountains.
耶稣曾谈到信心可以移山。
A faith that brings God's supernatural powerin direct collision with the natural order.
就是说，信心可以叫神超自然的能力与大自然的定律直接对抗。
This faith is not based on my efforts, but it is a gift of God.
这个信心不是出于自己的力量，而是神的赐予。
Real biblical faith is from God.
真实的信心是合乎圣经真理，是从神而来的。
Real biblical faith is always based on what God has agreed to do.
真实的信心是合乎圣经真理，是基于神所应允的。
Whatever God says, God will do.
无论什么事情，他都言出必行。
God never gives faith unless he is willing to respond to that faith.
神不会赐下信心，除非他愿意回应这个信心。
Biblical faith always presupposes a promise.
合乎圣经真理的信心必定先有神的应许。
Because God always keeps his word.
因为神必遵守他的诺言。
Faith may also be based on the known mercy of God.
信心也可以是基于神的仁慈，是我们所熟悉的。
Faith may be based upon what we know of the nature of God.
信心也可能是基于我们对神的个性有所认识。
And in today's message, the Apostle John gives us an example of faith.
在今天的信息里，使徒约翰给了我们信心的实例。
Let me remind you of what I said in our last broadcast.
让我们来温习一下上次所说过的。
Each of these seven signs from the Gospel of John has a spiritual significance.
约翰福音记载的七个神迹，每一个都有属灵的意义。
In the first sign of changing water into wine,
第一个神迹是将水变为酒。
Jesus revealed his glory and the disciples believed in him.
耶稣彰显他的荣耀，而门徒相信了他。
In this second sign that we will look at today,
今天我们要看第二个神迹。
The spiritual significance is that this nobleman and his entire household believed in Jesus Christ.
这个神迹的属灵意义就是，这个贵族与他的全家都相信了耶稣基督。
Turn with me, please, to the Gospel of John, chapter 4, beginning at verse 43.
约翰福音第四章43至54节说，过了那两天，耶稣离了那地方，往加利利去，因为耶稣自己做过见证说，先知在本地是没有人尊敬的。到了加利利，加利利人既然看见他在耶路撒冷过节所行的一切事，就接待他，因为他们也是上去过节。耶稣又到了加利利的迦拿，就是他从前变水为酒的地方，有一个大臣，他的儿子在加百农患病。他听见耶稣从犹太到了加利利，就来见他，求他下去医治他的儿子，因为他儿子快要死了。耶稣就对他说，若不看见神迹奇事，你们总是不信。那大臣说，先生，求你趁着我的孩子还没有死就下去。耶稣对他说，回去吧，你的儿子活了。那人信耶稣所说的话，就回去了。正下去的时候，他的仆人迎见他，说他的儿子活了。他就问什么时候见好的，他们说昨日未时，热就退了。他便知道这正是耶稣对他说你的儿子活了的时候，他自己和全家就都信了。这是耶稣在加利利行的第二件神迹，是他从犹太回去以后行的。
Here is a man who belongs to King Herod's court.
经文所提及的那人是属于希律王朝廷的大臣。
He comes to Jesus asking him to go with him from Canaan to Capernaum.
他要求耶稣从迦拿到加百农去。
This was a distance of about 40 kilometers.
这两个地方大约相距40公里。
The reason he wanted him to go with him is to heal his son who is at the point of death.
他请耶稣跟他回家，因为他希望耶稣能医治病危的儿子。
After Jesus rebukes the father of the sick boy, Jesus heals the boy by remote control.
虽然耶稣先责备了这位父亲，但他仍然遥控地医治了他的儿子。耶稣并没有亲自去他家。
This royal officer in the king's palace comes to Jesus first out of desperation.
这位王室大臣起初是在绝望无助下来找耶稣的。
Because he only knew Jesus by reputation.
因为他只听说了耶稣的名声。
The officer did not know Jesus personally.
他个人并不认识耶稣。
Nor did he believe in him as the Messiah.
也不相信他就是弥赛亚。
But by the end of the narrative, we see not only the officer, but his entire household became believers in the Lord Jesus Christ.
结果我们看见不单大臣自己，甚至他的全家都相信了主耶稣基督。
What is the object of all miracles?
一切神迹的目的是什么？
The object of all miracles is belief in the only Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
一切的神迹的目的就是要使人相信那唯一的主和救主。
It is very clear from this miracle that there is a progression of faith.
从这神迹中可清楚地看见信心是渐进的。
First, we see a flickering faith.
首先我们看见闪烁不定的信心火花。
Secondly, we see a flame of faith.
第二我们看见如火苗般的信心。
Then thirdly, we see the fire of faith.
第三我们看见如火焰般的信心。
The initial flickering of faith rested upon the report of others.
起初信心的火花建立在别人的传说。
The nobleman believed what others have said about Jesus.
那大臣相信别人所谈论有关耶稣的事情。
In many ways, that's how you and I begin our faith journey.
就好像今天你和我信心旅程开始的情况一样。
Someone introduces us to the Lord.
有人介绍我们认识主。
Someone says, come and see.
有人说，来看看。
Someone says, let me tell you about what happened to me.
有人说，让我告诉你发生在我身上的事情。
Someone says, Jesus forgave my sins.
有人说，耶稣赦免了我的罪。
Jesus saved me from the punishment of my sins.
耶稣拯救我脱离罪的刑罚。
And he can do the same for you.
他会为你做同样的事情。
So we come to Christ with a flickering of faith burning within us.
因此我们来到基督面前，有信心的火花在我们里面燃烧着。
We don't understand a lot of things.
我们并不明白许多事情。
We don't comprehend all truth.
我们并不了解所有的真理。
But a spark has been lit.
只点燃了小小的火花。
This may be happening with some of you, my dear listeners.
亲爱的朋友，你可能也会有这样的遭遇。
You are listening to these broadcasts, and a flickering of faith has been lit in your heart.
或许你听到这广播，令你心中燃起信心的火花。
Let me give you an illustration.
让我举一个例子。
There were a group of passengers on a vessel that was steaming along a river on a foggy day.
有一条船满载着旅客，沿着河流在雾中航行。
Some of the passengers became very angry.
其中有些乘客开始感到愤怒。
Because in spite of the heavy fog, the boat was going full steam ahead.
因为船长漠视浓雾，船只仍以全速前行。
Finally, they went to the first officer and complained.
最后他们向大副投诉。
The first officer replied with a smile on his face.
大副微笑着回答他们。
Oh, don't worry.
哦，不用担心了。
The fog lies low, but the captain is high above it, and he sees where we're going.
雾的范围很低，而船长却在高处视察，他是看得见我们所要去的地方的。
That is the flickering of faith.
这就是信心的火花。
When we don't understand,
当我们还没有明白的时候
,when we don't know,
当我们还不知道的时候
,but still we throw ourselves at the mercy of the captain of our life.
我们还是将自己交托给生命的主宰。
That is the nobleman's flickering of faith.
这也就是那位大臣信心的火花。
The nobleman did not know that he needed the healing of his heart.
大臣并不知道 其实他自己需要内心的医治。
The nobleman did not know that he needed the saving of his soul.
大臣并不知道他自己需要灵魂的救赎。
The nobleman did not know that he is talking to the Savior of the world.
大臣并不知道对他说话的就是全世界的救主。
His faith was very narrow in its scope.
他信心的范围很狭窄。
His faith was short in its range.
他信心的程度很短小。
And his faith was limited in its perspective.
他信心的视野很有限。
But he only had a flickering of faith.
他只有一点信心的火花。
Some of you may be in this stage this very day.
今天你可能就在这个阶段。
You have seen how the lives of others have been changed.
你看见其他人生命改变。
You know about Jesus by reputation.
你听说了耶稣的名声。
You know that he is more than just a religious leader.
你知道他不仅是一位宗教领袖而已。
More than just a teacher.
不仅仅是教师。
More than just a prophet.
不仅仅是先知。
More than just a healer.
不单可医治病人。
And more than just a name to call upon when you are in need.
不单是在你有需要的时候可呼求的名字。
Because Jesus can ignite it to be a flame.
因为耶稣可将你的信心眺望为一股火苗。
This nobleman's faith was so feeble that he limited the power of Jesus to his local presence.
这位大臣凭着微弱的信心，以为耶稣的能力只能施展于他身在之处。
He said,
所以他说，
Come down before my child dies.
求你趁我孩子还没有死之前赶快来吧。
How many people do you know who think like this man?
多少人存这样的想法你知道吗？
They have made up their minds about what Jesus can or cannot do.
他们心里认定了耶稣能够做什么，不能够做什么。
Some of you have conditioned your minds as to how Jesus can work.
有些人心里更归陷耶稣如何做工。
You may have decided that unless a person does certain things or believes certain things,
你可能已决定除非一个人要做某些事情，相信某些东西，
God cannot act.
否则神就不能做事。
But I want you to notice verse 47.
但请留意第47节。
This man sought Jesus.
这人寻找耶稣。
Let us read it.
让我们来一起读。他听见耶稣从犹太到了加利利，就来见他，求他下去医治他的儿子，因为他儿子快要死了。
He did not say to Jesus that the boy is of noble birth.
他并没有说他儿子是出身贵族。
He did not say to Jesus that he is a good boy.
他并没有说他儿子是好孩子。
But he said to him that the boy is at the point of death.
他只告诉耶稣他儿子快要死了。
This man knew enough to know that his extremity was his reason for the urgency.
这人只知道在绝境中迫切的寻求。
This is how David prayed.
这就正如大卫的祷告。
He prayed, Lord, pardon my iniquity.
他祷告说，主啊，求你赦免我的罪孽。
This is the prayer of desperation.
那是绝望中的祷告。
He did not pray, Lord, pardon the iniquity that others caused me to commit.
他并没有说，主啊，求你赦免我那些受人影响而犯的罪。
Or, Lord,Pardon the iniquity that was excusable and unavoidable and just totally out of my control.
或者说，求主赦免我那些情有可原、无可避免、无力自控下所犯的罪。
Or, Lord, pardon my iniquity which is not as bad as the iniquity of so-and-so.
又或者是说，求主赦免我那些不像某某人所犯的那么严重的罪。
No.
都不是。
David said, Lord, Pardon my iniquity.
大卫说，主啊，求你赦免我的罪孽。
This is the key to unlocking the door of God's mercy.
这就是打开神恩典之门的钥匙。
First, we see a flickering faith.
首先我们看见一点信心的火花。
I want you to tune into the next program.
希望你下次继续收听。
Because I want to show you how to ignite the fire of faith in your life.
因为我想告诉你如何在生命中燃起信心的火焰。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。是啊，主耶稣呢，向我们所要的就是那一点点信心的火花。正所谓，人非有信就不能得见神的面。我们要来到神的面前，凭借着就是那一点信心。但可惜的是呢，我们常常只会在绝望或者失望中，或者需要帮助的时候才会来到神的面前。但小环在这里鼓励大家，无论你是处在人生的高峰还是低谷，都能够回到主的面前来寻求他的面，向他支取力量。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
是。